You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Walked out of the hotel yesterday afternoon, went over to Jack's, that restaurant over here in Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
Sat at the bar. I had a cocktail this time, Jeremy.
Yes, I was going to say, iced tea it? Did you iced tea it up?
I did before I left, but they had old fashions on happy hour. So.
Excellent.
But I did a burger with hush puppies, and I've never done that combo before. I sent you a photo.
That was a good-looking combo, actually. I wish you'd stuck one of those hush puppies in your pocket and brought it in this morning for me to try.
Very spicy.
I've never seen that combination before, though.
Really spicy.
A burger and hush puppies. Hush puppies.
So, just say it. I feel stupid ordering hush puppies.
It's one of those ones that you hate saying,
it's
right?
It's words that we don't like to say.
I'll have the hush puppies.
Puppies? Yeah, I sound like an idiot when
They're
I say
They're bread
that.
Balls, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So bring me the bowl of bread balls.
I'm supposed to be low-carbing it, but I was like, I cannot. The bartender really sold me on it. Tyler is his name. He's like, really, they're really spicy and good. I was like, all right, sold.
Do they have the little nuggets of corn in them?
No.
No? No. Ah, I missed that from White Fence Farm. They had the hush puppies, and they had corn in them.
Really?
Little nuggets of corn.
I don't
think
I would want that.
Oh, it was so good.
Ugh.
It was surprisingly delicious.
Surprising.
It was a little surprise. It was a little corn surprise.
Surprisingly, the operative word. Anyway, but then I went back to the hotel room, and I know how to party when I'm in town. I sat there in my room, and I watched the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's part three of the documentary on Abraham Lincoln. Fascinating, and I cannot recommend it enough to people.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Fascinating three-parter. So it's hours of my life. Funny enough, Josh, our producer, has been watching it, too, and he said the same thing.
Yeah.
So it obviously spans generations. You don't have to be an old fart like me, but even Josh, who's 26, was all into it. Anyway, there was a thing that came up during the documentary that I saw somebody wrote about this morning, some guy named JoJo, and I agree with him because I thought it when I was watching the documentary last night. They got to the part where Abraham Lincoln, you know, was elected in 1860, and then he ran for re-election in 1864. And it was not a sure thing that he was going to win re-election in 1864 because the war wasn't going that well. And most people said he was not going to win. He was going to be out. And then, what do you know, lo and behold, you know, the night of the returns, you know, they're like, oh, my God, you won. Ha!
Hey, winner.
This guy JoJo wrote something interesting. He said, let me read what he said here. He said, can you imagine how inaccurate the first 20-plus presidential elections were? Like, only about 25% of the population was even allowed to vote, and who the hell knows how they did it? I'm sure the counts were nowhere near accurate at all. Pretty sure the ballots had to be delivered by carrier pigeons or some bleep. And, you know, JoJo, you're exactly right.
Yeah, how do we know?
I was watching it last night, and I'm thinking, it's 1864. They barely had telegraphs that had come in.
Mm-hmm.
But how were votes counted in the 1800s?
It had to have been some sort of ballot box somewhere that you actually stuffed it in, and who knows if Lincoln was down there stuffing the box with a bunch of fake names.
And I'm not even pointing the finger at Honest Abe, but just in general.
Maybe he was not so Honest Abe. We don't know.
What about the election, you know, in 1820? I mean, was that legit?
They could have been taking votes. And doing whatever.
By the way, I am not commenting on any 21st century elections. Everyone shut up right now.
Simmer down.
I'm talking about the technology of the early 1800s. How do we know
that James Madison was rightly elected?
How do we know?
How do we know?
How do we know that Tyler won?
James Monroe and all of his buddies stuffing the ballot box.
How do we know?
We don't.
We can't
don't
possibly know.
Like, it's kind of funny to think about
there
that.
There was, you know, the results could take weeks before it even traveled across the country.
Right.
How do you know that the guy
votes,
delivering...
That's what I was going to say. The votes were coming in by horseback.
Before there was a telegraph even, or, you know, Transcontinental Railroad, you have people getting on stagecoaches and stuff to deliver results. What if the guy on the way slipped $100
right
and
now
he's like
500 more ballots the other direction?
Tell
him,
you know, that Jim Smith won or something.
We have no idea what kind of shenanigans went on.
We just take it for granted, and that's stupid.
I demand a recount.
In fact, I'm here to tell you it's impossible for the early 1800s elections to have been accurate. I'm not saying the people who were elected wouldn't have been elected, but I'll bet the numbers are drastically off.
They very well could be, yeah. And I'm sure there's historians somewhere that know.
Yeah, and we don't think twice about it.
Studied this, yeah. I don't care about Martin Van Buren right now. He wasn't even that good, was he? What did he do?
MVB? Oh, my God. Get a Dutch man in the White House? Are you kidding? Hey, you snorted.
Snorted a little bit.